Well, it's December the 26th. I know what you're thinking. You thought you probably won't get a morning message for the 26th, because after all, it's the day after Christmas. Father Sean is probably asleep. Oh no. I was up praying, enjoying the morning, and so we'll be a little bit more informal today, though. We've been pretty deep theological over the last week. So I thought today, kind of following up on my beautiful live event of Christmas carols that I did last week, we would look at one of my, well, carols I love to hate. And it's not a carol at all. It's really a somewhat modern song that was composed for the famous charitable event in 1984, Band Aid. A group of really famous and important musicians got together to sing to ostensibly raise money for the poor in Africa, famine in Ethiopia, something like that. Nonetheless, never wasted opportunity to sell records. And that's what they attempted to do in the name of charity. And on that album, the 1984 Band Aid album, well, they wrote a song, Do They Know It's Christmas? Well, first of all, in Ethiopia, most of them who are Christians are Coptics. And so, yes, they know it's Christmas. They've been celebrating for quite some time. In fact, in Ethiopia, they believe to be the place perhaps where the Ark of the Covenant rests, or maybe even Mary and Joseph and the flight into Egypt might have at one point gotten over that way. Who knows? But nonetheless, yes, there are Christians in Ethiopia, and they surely know it's Christmas. But one of the things that is just, well, this song, you just got to hear the lyrics, because I have to say, I love this song. It's got a catchy little chorus that just, you know, it's feed the world, let them know it's Christmas time, feed the world. Oh, that's great. Who wouldn't want to be yelling, you know, feed the world? It sounds so awesome. Well, okay, here are the rest of the lyrics. This is how it starts out. I mean, this is, it's all to a catchy, happy little tune. So, but when you listen to it, okay, so throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. That sounds really nice. Say a prayer. Pray for the other ones. The other ones. You know, not us. The other ones. Right. At Christmas time, it's hard. But when you're having fun, So don't forget about all the people who are suffering while you're having fun at Christmas. There's a world outside your window. It's a world of dread and fear. Okay, these are the people in Africa, presumably. Oh, and just in case we didn't know, here, where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears. Merry Christmas, everyone. Isn't that just an awesome image for your Christmas day? And the Christmas bells that ring, they are the clanging chimes of doom. I'm hearing the clanging chimes of the first world, who has no idea about the third world very much. And this is the line that just, it has to just bring it all home and bring warm fuzzies to your heart. Well, tonight, thank God, it's them instead of you. Doesn't that just warm the heart? Yeah, this is a Christmas song that pretty much looks down on the people in Africa. Thank God it's those people in Africa that are suffering and not you. And then you just can't make this up. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. Yeah, okay, well, partly half of Africa's in the southern hemisphere where it's summer, so they got that going against them. But, you know, actually there are mountains in Africa, if the people who wrote the song had been there, and yes, there's snow in Africa. They even have ski resorts when it's winter, but okay, so we don't know much about Africa that we're singing for. Just when you think it couldn't get worse, here's my favorite line. Where nothing ever grows, no rain nor rivers flow, do they know it's Christmas time at all? Nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. I don't know, talk to the people who live around the Nile for the last 4,000 or 5,000 years. Anyway, so it's a song you can just love to make fun of and then just go home singing, because it's just awesome to sing this little Christmas ditty, and thank God it's them, not you. But I guess it's just a kind of reminder in this beautiful Christmas season, let's do more than just think happy thoughts and sing happy songs about people in need. Today is the Feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr who gave his life for Jesus. And there is that catchy little Christmas sort of song that we do sing on this day. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. When a poor man came in sight, deep in Crispin even. Well, that poor man, yeah, St. Wenceslas actually did go out each night, apparently, and bring food to the poor. Like, he actually did it. He actually knew who the poor were because he visited them and he brought food. And so, yes, they knew it was Christmas time because, well, good King Wenceslas went out and actually helped them. So, listen to your Christmas music today. That's what I'm going to do. I'm even going to go out, sing and feed the world, perhaps. But while we're singing about it, let's also be willing to lay down our lives like Stephen did, and even to go out in the snow, maybe even the snow in Africa, and actually feed the world. Merry second day of Christmas. I pray that you get your two turtle doves today and cook them up nice, taste like chicken, and enjoy your partridge in a pear tree. Second day of Christmas, people. God bless you. Feed the world.